Okay.
With Effingham Radio News, I'm Vanessa Torres. This morning I have on the line with me Carrie Skonsberg, who's the Communications Director with the American Heart Association. How are you doing this morning?
Not too bad. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Getting excited for Halloween, which is, I believe, is why we're actually talking today, right?
Correct, yes.
Awesome.
And so, have a healthy Halloween.
Oh, I know, yes. Who doesn't want to get healthy, right? So,
right.
Let's just get right down to it. I know that the reason why we're talking today is because there is going to be a Tricky Treat Candy Swap Challenge happening on November 1st. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, I read a statistic recently that said that kids and adults might consume up to 7,000 calories of Halloween candy on Halloween night. So, you know, and I think that that could be kids and adults alike. We all kind of dip our hands into the into our kids, you know, trick-or-treat buckets when they come back. So the American Heart Association is trying to encourage parents and coworkers and everyone to have a healthier Halloween by doing something fun, and that is, you know, swapping out some of that cut-out Halloween candy and putting in something healthy. And, you know, we want to have fun with it. You know, what we want to do is have people post photos of the reactions of their kids or of their coworkers, you know, wherever you swap out that candy and put in something healthy, and see what people think, see what how people react to that, and post a photo using our hashtag, which is Tricky Treat. So we're hoping that everyone will kind of jump on that wagon and have a little fun with, you know, getting healthy around Halloween.
Definitely. Say, I know that's usually one of the harder times for kids and, you know, parents, for them to get healthy. So I love the fact that you guys are going to be doing this, and I'm actually very excited for it, too. So with this event challenge that's happening, where can people go to be able to take part in it?
Well, you can go to our social media feed. So we have American Heart Association pages for Illinois. We also have a Twitter feed for Illinois, and we have an Instagram page for Illinois. So you will see throughout the day as you're searching for the hashtag Tricky Treat, and you can see what other people are posting as they are, you know, swapping out that candy and putting in those healthy ingredients. And then another way that you can kind of get some healthy eating ideas is to go to our Healthy Living website, which is heart.org/healthyforgood. So that will give you, you know, all kinds of different ideas of ways to eat healthier.
Awesome. So, Carrie, is there anything else you want to add on this event?
Just that we hope that everyone will participate, and, you know, it's more about moderation than deprivation. We're not, you know, saying that you can't have any Halloween candy, but, you know, try and minimize it, and, you know, don't forget to throw in, you know, those healthy foods as well.
Okay, well, thank you so much for taking the time to speaking with me this morning. I am very excited about this healthy challenge, and hopefully others are going to take part in it as well.
Sounds great.
All right, well, with Effingham Radio News, I'm Vanessa Torres.